Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database built with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech overall.
Welcome to the next edition of Underrepresented in Tech. And today my guest is Chris Ford, who's a contract project manager. Now, Chris, you might recall this, the first time that you and I really met was WordCamp San Diego 2018. Feels like forever ago. It was only 6 years, but it still feels like another lifetime ago because anything pre-pandemic feels like another lifetime ago. But
yeah, 2020 lasted 10 years. I am actually drinking out of my WordCamp Orange County 2007 mug. So we're in the WordCamp Wayback Machine today.
We are. And I think you had done a lot of the design for that too, which was super cool. And there's funny stories around that design too. I remember that. We'll maybe chat about that a little bit. But our topic today, and I had kind of reached out to a bunch of different people about, you know, what we're going to do with Underrepresented in Tech, post Allie being involved. And so I've got a bunch of guests over the next couple of months. And then I do have a permanent co-host coming, which is still very hush and quiet because we're going to do a big announcement when that person comes out as my co-host. But I am so grateful that you're here today. And you and I talked about being, how do I put this? We are not spring chickens. I don't know if you tell your age. I'm 55. I'll be 56 by the end of this year. Towards the end of this year, I should say.
I'm going to be 53.
Yeah, so we are not what you would consider, what most people would consider like techies, right? So they think of people in their 20s and 30s and all that. And here we are sitting as old hens. I don't know. If you're not a spring chicken, what are you?
I prefer lippy old broad.
Oh, that works. I mean, is your Twitter account still Riot Ma'am?
Yes.
Love that. So, I mean, it says so much about you too.
Well, when I first got on AOL, since I don't need to, you know, say I'm dating myself, I just came right out front with that.
Yeah.
Everyone had GRRL, like something GRRL in their title. And I think I was design girl because I was going to design school at the time. Mm-hmm. And I wore a lot of flannel and Doc Martens and listened to L7 and Bikini Kill and read a lot of zines. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, inside, I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like I'm maybe 35 inside, sometimes like 12.
Depends on the day, but yes, I agree with you on that.
But like at a certain point, it's like, okay, this is who I am. I feel comfortable in my skin. And you mm-hmm. just, you like keep learning and keep growing. Yeah. But I still feel like at the core, I'm the same person I used to be. Mm-hmm. And so I realized, like, well, at 52, I'm not much of a riot girl anymore. And so my wife laughed when I told her that, and she said, no, you're definitely a riot ma'am.
I love it. And I love her sense of humor. That's awesome. And that you lean into it. Yeah. That's the best. I know there are a lot of people, a lot of women, especially, I'm going to talk about women. We're women. There's a lot of women who are hesitant to say their age. And I think some of that comes from, like, when we were growing up, it's like, you never ask a woman her age, right? That was just something you didn't disclose. I own it. I'm like proud of the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing at the age that I am. But there are still some women in WordPress and in tech who they'll let you think that they're as young as you want to think they are. And that's okay. I'm not absolutely not faulting anyone for how they handle themselves and view themselves and want to be viewed in the community. But I lean into it. And I think you do too, which I think is pretty cool, actually.
Well, I can't remember how many years ago it was. Like, I had this signature dyed flame red hair where people would tell me, like, I always know where you are at a WordCamp because of your hair, which, you know, I'm sure you've never heard.
With purple hair? No, not at all.
And then I started having to diet more and more because more and more gray was coming in. And I just decided, like, I know it was pre-pandemic, but I'm like, you know what? I have short hair. I'm just gonna suck it up and go through like the horrible growing it out phase where I used to say I looked like an Australian shepherd because some was gray and some was brown, and it was just not a fun period of time. But I love that I went super silver gray. Like, do you remember when younger people were dyeing their hair that gray color? I
Yes, I
was
do.
in a salon getting my hair cut, and someone in like their early 30s was like, "Wow, where do you get your hair dyed?" And I'm like, "Girl, this is just like hard living and bad
Nature.
decisions."
That's right. My hair started to turn gray when I did my MBA program in my, I was 29, 30 years old. And I equated it with stress and a lack of sleep. I know they say, like, oh, stress doesn't make you gray. But I think that there's like lack of sleep and things like that actually can, because that's what happened to me. But I don't know. Could be. It could be. But yeah, it's, I think it's interesting. And I think, you know, we've talked on this show before, you know, Allie and I have had a lot of conversations about women and feminism and just women in general in tech. But we haven't talked a little at all about age in tech and how people are viewed. And I mean, I don't feel like I'm being put out to pasture yet, but I think that there are people who feel like, well, it's somebody else's turn, or it's time for somebody else, or I'm being pushed out because they want to make room for the next generation or that kind of thing. And I'm just curious, what do you think about those kinds of sentiments, and what, like, how do you feel about the people who say, oh, I should step aside, like I should step aside, or the people who are like, step aside, lady, it's time for somebody else, you know, kind of thing. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think that one of the things that's scary is like there was a woman who was a TV anchor and let her hair go gray and they fired her over it, right? Like there
Crazy.
are legitimate reasons people want to look, you know, younger than they are. And that's completely understandable, right? Like, it's scary. There, I saw this thing on Twitter one day that said the same people who want you to work until you're 70 won't hire you after you're 50. And so I can see, you know, why people will do what they need to do to stay employed. Like it's a scary place to be. Where you
I think.
don't know if maybe you should step aside, or you feel like, you know, there is this kind of, I don't even know what to call it. There's just this fear that people are going to be pushing you out without really admitting it's because of your age. Like you don't really know why it's happening. Maybe, you know, you've stopped being relevant or whatever. And so, like, I've definitely felt that on both sides of it, you know, like maybe we do need to make room on speaker rosters for new, more diverse voices, because age is diversity too. Like you did that series, What's It Like to Be a Younger Person in the WordPress space? And how do you break through? A lot of kids with WordPress parents have been able to come into the crowd because they're aware of it, but like, how do you make room for people who may not already be in those circles? And at the same time, like, I don't want to. Like, I feel like one of the benefits of being an older person in tech is the experience you have, right? Like, you I started working on the internet in 1997 when I was doing separations and design at a skateboard company, and their web dude quit. And so you've seen the cycles, right?
Yeah.
Like with AI, you're like, yes, it's interesting, but so is social media when it started, and look what happened to that. And it's
Right.
like cautionary tales and, wisdom, and we've seen frameworks come and go, and the rise of user experience and, accessibility, Flash always comes up. And so you have that like wide breadth of knowledge that you still want to share, while balancing it out with how do we make more room?
Yeah. You talked earlier about like the silver hair, the gray hair coming in, and it reminded me of like the conversations about how like men like become silver foxes and like distinguished as they get older, and women become hags. Like, or I'm not calling us hags, but like, the public perception kind of thing. And I wonder sometimes, you are not the old hag. I don't think of myself as the old hag either. I don't know that I'm distinguished, or silver fox, purple fox, whatever.
Oh, I'm a
But
silver fox. I
there you
own
go, right?
that.
That's good.
I need
My
sparkly
hair's
letters.
my next hair color will be gray because when my hairstylist runs out of the purple, I'm gonna stop dyeing it purple. It's really hard to maintain, and all my pillowcases are purple, but that's another story. I am ready to lean into it myself. I just don't know what color my hair really is anymore because I've been dyeing it since I was 30. So that's going to be a fun experiment. But
I lucked out. My grandpa had like this gorgeous thick silver hair until the day he died. And when it came in silver, I was like, oh, I hope I don't lose it. So
yeah.
genes were strong and I can just keep my pompadour till I'm 80.
There you go. I love it. I wonder, I'm trying to figure out how to ask the question that makes sense. I think that there is, let me take a step back. Personal branding, I think, comes into play a lot, right? I'm going to be doing a course on personal branding. I've applied to WordCamp Europe to speak about personal branding. I've been thinking about it a lot because I kind of have grown up into the WordPress community. People know who I am a lot of the time. I don't have an ego in that, but I do recognize it. And I look back and think, how did that happen? Because it wasn't intentional, right? It just is kind of like every day I wake up and pinch myself, like, is this really my life kind of thing? And I think part of it is because I've built this personal brand, but I'm also an anomaly, I think. So I am not tall, I am not thin, and I am not able-bodied, right? So like I'm a short, fat, disabled woman. Who rides around WordCamps on a scooter, right, with purple hair? Like I am the anomaly, not the, what marketing would tell you somebody would need to be successful. Do you think that that personal brand that women especially have a better success if they have an opportunity to build that or recognize something within themselves that makes them, I think maybe authentic is the right word. I don't know. I'm gonna take those thoughts and make something of what I just said and have a reaction because I'm not saying it very well.
Think like for me, my personal brand is just being Chris Ford, right? Like what you see at a WordCamp on stage, what you see on Twitter, what you see in real life, that's always me. Not so much in like meetings with clients, I clean that up, but I'll still say dude and awesome in a meeting, right? Because that's me. But I've always been super open about who I am. And I mean, I dropped an F-bomb in my very first WordCamp talk ever, completely inadvertently. And it's just one of those things where I am who I am, and you're either gonna like me or you aren't. And to me, those are the best personal brands. Like, do you know who Mike Montero is?
The name sounds familiar.
He owns a company with Erica Hall called Mule Design, and his personal brand is just like he has a zine, Design as a Job, I think, where it's basically like, here's how you need to actually succeed in business and not be a woo-woo designer. And I mean, I was in a meeting with him one time and someone asked him for something and he just said no. No. No explanation, no reason, no. It was just like, no. And just is who he is everywhere. And those are the people that, those are the people who I think have the personal brands that help them get ahead, because your network is people you like, and people like to work with people they like,
True.
right? That's 70% of job satisfaction is working with people you like. No
Yeah, I'll
one
agree with
wants to
that.
work with a jerk.
Do you think it's
And
easier for men
so,
to build that personal brand though, or women, or do you think anybody has equal opportunity to do that as
well,
successfully?
I think, I mean, let's face it, men always have the edge, right? Just by being men in tech, they're taken more seriously. And I don't think, yeah, I don't think they have to work as hard to build their brand. Like when I think about people in WordPress, I think women have to be more intentional sometimes. Like I'm sure that because I am unfiltered and just me, that I've lost as many opportunities as I've been given. I was having a conversation the other day about how sometimes in the past in meetings, I've been told that I'm too abrasive with people, right? And it's like, no, I'm just direct. Like I didn't thanks exclamation point smiley face you. I just told you I need this by this date. We're behind schedule. And so, yeah. Maybe that's one of the things you do have to change in a professional setting is just constantly changing your tone to appear extra friendly.
I had a conversation the other day where I said something in the same way that I think a man would have said it in that conversation. And as a result of that exchange, I was being called difficult. And
Oh God, difficult is,
yeah. And I thought to
yeah.
myself, if a man had said those same things, that conversation would have gone much differently. But because I'm a woman, I was deemed difficult. And I thought, gosh, that is just so frustrating.
Well, and the irony of being an older woman is you have a lot of that knowledge and you're not afraid to talk about it, right? Like you're confident in what you know. And so you're willing to say, actually, you were willing to, well, actually, someone. And as we all know, that sucks and is insulting. And so I think that's one of some people would totally see that as an advantage where you're willing to speak up. And a lot of people really don't want to hear it, especially from an older woman. Like, just because you've done this a long time doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. And it's like, well, actually, I do, because, like we said, I've been through this cycle before. I've seen it blow up. And I'm just trying to, like, warn you that the train's going off the tracks, but
Ellie and I had an episode last year. I can't remember which
gotta
one it
learn.
was. Where I said to her, I said, well, if you want to get something done, make a white man think it was his idea. And I think that there's still a lot, unfortunately, that is still the case a lot of the time. And gosh, it just sucks. It sucks that we have to feel manipulative to accomplish, to create these alternate paths to get things done, to stroke egos to have the right thing happen, to have our ideas heard and that kind of thing. And yeah, it's just super frustrating. I will say, I think in WordPress, there it's not perfect. I know that I'm like little Sally Sunshine in the WordPress community, right? But it's still difficult for women. But I think my path anyway has felt easier here than it has in places like when I worked in higher education, and past lives, past careers, if you will. But what are your thoughts on, I don't know if you've worked outside of WordPress, but working within the WordPress ecosystem. I know we're talking tech on this podcast, it's not just WordPress, but that is, my primary
That's,
community.
I've been speaking at WordCamps for 12 years, so I've probably been around WordPress for 15.
Yeah. So what are
And
your
before
thoughts
that, I
on?
was a professional scrapbooker. So
Oh, that's right. I forgot that about you. You did tell me that before.
that
That's so
was very
cool.
non-tech.
Yes. Do you think that women have a little bit of an easier time in WordPress than they might in other industries or in other tech communities?
We're definitely more visible. Like, there are a lot of us who are older, like Mary Baum and other people who really own their age, like, are comfortable in their skin and their experience and are super visible and speak and represent, that age group, because again, like, diversity is the age too, like, including people from, the 16-year-olds who are just picking up WordCamp to the 60-year-olds who used to use Kubrick.
I never used Kubrick, but that's another story, another day.
My very first website was for a scrapbooking company called Pink Paisley. And it was the Kubrick theme with a flash header.
That is going back a ways, yes.
Oh,
Well, before we wrap things up today, I want to ask you, what is your advice to other women of age in WordPress and tech? And what would your advice be to younger women who are trying to find their way in and work their way up to still be relevant in tech when they reach our age?
For younger people, take advantage of the older people. Like, one of my favorite things to do is when I just naturally make friends with someone younger and can talk about things like, how do you negotiate salaries, or, how do you do these things that may be more difficult, and kind of, guide them. I do think WordPress is cool in, relation to your last question, that it is really easy to make good friends across all ages. Like, I talk with Sophia DeRosia on Twitter as much as I talk to people in my own age group, right? Like, it's cool to have that wide range of friends. Which just turns into that super casual, like, hey, I have a question on Twitter, or you get a DM or an email, and you can help walk people through that. So that's my advice. Like, go to your local WordCamp, go to your local meetup. I'm sure there's some social platform out there now, because
Probably.
everyone, I'm a diehard Twitter person.
Me
I'm going to
too.
be there. Goes down in flames.
Same,
That's where
same.
all my WordPress friends live. I can't.
Yeah, same.
And that's another great way to make friends. Like, 90% of the friends I've made on Twitter are through, or met in WordPress, are through Twitter. And I mean, maybe that's good advice for the older women too, because async conversations tend to overlook those age differences, right? When something's text-based, you're not prejudging someone based on the the color of their hair or their age or whether they're young or old. And
True.
so for me, that's a really great way to meet a wide variety of people and be intentional. I know several years back, I said, I don't follow a lot of women of color. And I need to change that. I want to, widen my understanding of the challenges that more marginalized groups are dealing with in tech in general and WordPress in particular. And so when you're intentional about the people you follow and, intentional about widening the opinions you're exposed to, I think for both sides, that's a really good way to stay relevant and become relevant, right? Because one of the things I love about tech is I'm always learning new things, right? Like, I don't want to be that person who's like, well, I'm 52 and I am who I am, and that's set in stone and I'm not changing. Because some people do that. And I'm like, no, I want to learn and progress and be open to new ideas and new opinions forever, like until the day I die. And so, having that mindset as an older person and as a younger person, being exposed to that mindset and picking up new things, that would be my best advice.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think the other thing I would add to that is not to view other women as adversaries and not to view them as competition, because there's strength in numbers. And if we, if we all kind of bond together to affect a change, we're more likely for that to be successful than if we're cutting each other down to try to be the one or two women that are involved in certain things, So if you want to be a woman speaker, encourage other women to speak as well. Not like, oh, I'm going to be the only one. So I'm gonna, I don't want any other. I want to be the only one considered because I want to be the token woman. Let's not tokenize ourselves at all. Let's really push for more of us to have that kind of influence and be included. So I think that really builds on what you just said too. So
For
absolutely.
Christmas, my niece had watched Mean Girls
Okay.
and wanted a burn book super, super badly.
Yeah.
And I told her, in this family, we don't burn women down, we lift them up. So I made her one that looked like a burn book, but it was a kind book. And it was a place for her to put pictures of her friends and write what she liked about them instead
I
of
love
terrible
that.
things.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I think that's, we need more of that for sure. And I think you
She
should
took
market
all the
that.
wrong lessons from that movie.
Let's watch it again with a different outlook on it. Let's
Regina George is
change our
not the
perspective.
hero of Mean Girls. Like, don't aspire to be her, please.
My favorite line from that is, she doesn't even go to our school. Anyway, well, thank you so much for spending time with me today and talking through this. I think it's important that we think about everybody as valuable. And just because, like I said, we ate spring chickens doesn't mean that we aren't valuable. We have wisdom, yes, but we also have new ideas, and we are still and able to start things and flourish and be part of things that are growing, not just things that are already sunsetting. So think of us as absolutely what's the word I want? Like resources for younger people, but also don't discount the fact that we are as creative as we were, and perhaps more so because we have a little more knowledge, a little more experience to draw from when we are creating and getting things done. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, and really look forward to seeing you at future events for sure.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always, always fun getting to sit down and talk to you. And
Likewise.
yeah, we need to do it in person soon. WordCamp
Yes.
US.
Let's get tattoos. I have to tell you, so before I do let you go, I saw you at WordCamp I don't remember. It was in Nashville, I think. And it might have been. And you had just gotten a new tattoo of, I think, of one of your dogs.
Yeah.
And I already had one tattoo. It was on my foot. And two of the girls that I was with, the women, I'm sorry. I don't know why I do that sometimes, because we're all girls, right? But two of the women that worked, the only other two women that worked at Give at the same time, said to me, "We want to go get the Give tattoo, the Give logo tattooed, and we want you to come do it with us." And I was like, in my gosh, I was either 50 or 51 at the time, because this isn't that long ago. And I was like, hemmed and hawed and thought about it. And do I really want to do that? And then I was like, you know what? It's only skin. You're only here a finite amount. I mean, even if I have 40 more years, which, oh God, please, I don't want to be here when I'm in my, 90s, but still, maybe, I don't know. It's finite, right? Like, what does it matter? It's just, it's ink. And I have a lot more tattoos now, but at the time I was like, let's do it. And I bonded with those two younger women who are my daughter's age, and we have the same tattoo, which was such a bonding experience for us all. And you kind of inspired me to think about the fact that I could create memories and let my, it's almost like your body's a scrapbook, right? Like, you can add these things that mean something to you that you see daily and that can evoke such amazing positive experiences. So thank you for that. I wanted to say that. But let's get tattoos together at WordCamp US this
Well,
year.
I got one before WordCamp San Diego. That's when I got my lorem ipsum. And then I got the one of my dog Roscoe in St. Louis,
St. Louis. Okay, that's where it was.
because there was an artist out there I liked. And then last year, I have always wanted a quarter sleeve. And WordCamp DC 2020, some friends of mine and I were all going to go and get cherry blossom tattoos. And so last year I was like, you know what? I don't care that I'm 51. I'm going to go and just start getting that quarter sleeve I've always wanted. So I
Good for
got this
you.
giant cherry blossom. And then Cami Chaos came down for WordCamp US in San Diego. And we went and got tattoos. I got a butterfly with a cherry blossom on it. And
Nice.
we both got semicolons on our wrist for, people struggling with depression. And so, yeah, I am super down. We'll have to actually, Cami can probably look up some Portland tattoo artists
Oh,
and we
yeah.
can check them out and make an appointment.
I got an ampersand. That's my mental health tattoo. So my daughter has the semicolon as well. But we'll have to do it. I want to get a bumblebee. So it's gonna be my last one, I
That's what
think.
I want to get.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it in Portland. I love it. Well, thank you again
Okay,
for
it's a
spending time
date.
with me. Looking forward to seeing you there, if not before. And thanks so much for sharing from your heart with us today. Appreciate you. Awesome.
Thanks again.
Yep, we'll see everybody on the next episode of Underrepresented in Tech.
If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, using our database, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.